now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, we've got some high school volleyball on tap for tonight. South Iron will be at Ellington. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzlies will be competing in the Hutchinson Community College Invitational tonight and again on Saturday in Kansas. And scores from last night in volleyball, the Liberty Lady Eagles defeat Ava, the JV one, 25-4, 25-10. Kaylee Foster, Aliyah Kramer, and Jade Acklin all had four kills. The team finished with 15 aces. The JV is now 6-2. The varsity won as well, 25-15, 25-12, 25-14. Bree Daniels had 12 kills, 5 digs. Kenzie Daniels, 9 kills. Lila Jean Kornman, 7 digs, 12 assists. Macy Tharp, 4 aces. Congratulations to the Lady Liberty Eagles. They're 2-0 in SEA play and 12-1-1 overall. Next week, it's busy. Monday at home with Marshfield, Tuesday at Kabul, Thursday at Houston, Saturday a tournament in Mount Vernon. In other scores, the West Plains Zizzer soccer team picked up a big win over Marshfield, 3-2 in double overtime. Team fought hard after giving up two goals in the first 15 minutes, but never gave up and scored the game winner with 12 seconds left in the second overtime. Goals by Chase Larson and Ethan Tuma, assisted by Cramie Lopez and Cole Shipley. JV Zizzers picked up their first win of the year, 1-0, on a goal by Lincoln Miller. Ken Holloway with a shutout in goal. So the Zizzers soccer team is getting it done as well. High school football for tonight in the Ozark Conference. West Plains will host Camdenton, and that game will air on KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Also in the Ozark Conference, Parkview will host Kickapoo, Lebanon will host Waynesville, Hillcrest will host Rolla, and Glendale will be hosting Bolivar. SCA football for tonight. The Ava Bears will travel to Salem. Mountain Grove is going to be at Kabul. And the Liberty Eagles will be in Willow Springs. That game will air on 96.9 The Fox only. Pregame 6 p.m. And Arkansas high school football for tonight. Highland at Gosnell, Salem, Arkansas at Atkins, and the Mountain Home Bombers will be at Russellville. Now Saturday, the Houston Tigers will host the Thayer Bobcats at 1 p.m. That game will air on KUKU 100.3 due to Missouri Tiger football on Q94. And college football, Missouri State will host South Dakota State with a noon kickoff. Evangel will host Grandview with a 6 p.m. kickoff, and the Missouri Tigers again will be at Auburn. Pregame 9 a.m., kickoff 11 a.m., all on Q94. St. Louis Cardinals and the Padres wrapped up their series yesterday. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And you know, Ricky, I love it when you call a big fly.
Cardinals threatening in the top half of the seventh inning, trailing by two. The 3-1 pitch to Donovan is hit high in the air to right field. That's deep, and it is a big fly! A slammer for Brandon Donovan! And the Cardinals break out in the seventh inning. Donovan hits his fifth home run of the year, a no-doubter to right field. And the Cardinals now lead 5-3.
That turned the day around.
It sure was a big fly. It was big in so many ways for the Cardinals, who had not been able to score runs for 31 innings, John. And Donovan came through. Jack Flaherty pitched very well, earned the victory, his first one of 2022.
Steven Matz, Ryan Helsley, Giovanni Gallegos finished up as the Cardinals managed to win 5-4 over San Diego and head to L.A., where it's Jose Quintana pitching against the Dodgers tonight on the air at 8:15 p.m.
Cardinals stay on the West Coast as they take on the Dodgers tonight. Pregame 8:15, first pitch 9 p.m., all on KUKU and KWPM. Willow Springs Bear Golf Tournament Fundraiser, Saturday, October 22nd at the Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. It will be a two-person scramble, $80 per team, with a tee time of 10 a.m. And again, proceeds will benefit the Willow Springs golf team. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.